This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by PBD Mayor Ted Betancourt. Mayor, welcome. Good to be seeing you again.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be with you. Great to talk about PBD.
Let's begin with one of the issues that has been in the newspaper. It's regarding the project called King Residences, which is the, apartment construction proposed at the former J.B. Thomas Hospital site. And maybe give us some updates on that.
Sure, absolutely. It's been a big topic in the city now for a number of months, actually probably a greater part of a year. The J.B. Thomas Hospital site, it's actually been a integral part of the city for generations. My dad was born at J.B. Thomas and Peabody, and that had closed down some years ago and was taken over by a Cura Health. They were also a medical facility, and then they recently shut down. Company came in and purchased the property, Hemisphere Development, with the idea to build some residential units there. So they have brought forward a proposal for 133 units under Massachusetts Chapter 40B, proposal for affordable housing. And it's generated a great deal of discussion in the city. It's in the heart of kind of a very strong, family-oriented residential neighborhood, and there's been some real concern about traffic, about parking, about just the density of the building. It would be a tall building that kind of would dwarf a lot of the one and two families that are in that area. So right now they've applied for the state for what's called a project eligibility letter, and we made our comments and submitted our concerns and about the project, and we're waiting to hear from the state Mass Housing to see if that project will get the project eligibility letter.
So you went down with a letter. I mean, and so does it look like that project will go forward or not?
I've seen, from what I've been able to tell in the research I've done, is a lot of those affordable housing projects are approved. The state has made put a real emphasis on housing, and housing has certainly been an issue. I do get calls quite a bit about housing, people looking for help, and but the state has really supported those type of projects, and I do think something will happen at that site. I'm concerned that this about the number of units here. That's my biggest concern. We submitted a letter to the state with a number of letters from residents of the area. There was a number of petitions with their concerns. So I just feel that a project can take place there, but I think the 133 units is just way too much for that site.
Mayor, I know at the City Hall, here at City Hall, a number of different, you've had a couple of new hires here, so maybe give us an update on that piece.
Yeah, the most recent hire, we're very excited about the treasurer position, which is an important part of our city's financial function, certainly investments, handling our money, making sure our bills are paid out of the treasurer's office. We're able to bring in an excellent candidate. Her name is Diane Fall. She is from the city of Peabody, which is great. Diane has worked for the last 15-plus years over at the city of Salem. Did a terrific job there, came with some great recommendations, and we were happy to bring her on board. It's a very busy office, and I think we have an excellent candidate. It's always great, you know, to have somebody from Peabody able to work for us. You know, that's not always the case, but all things being equal, we love to have Peabody people working. So I think Diane Full will be excellent for us.
How does that work with your relationship with the mayor of Salem when you raid somebody from over in Salem?
Oh, yeah. Mayor Kim, she actually is a mentor to me. I think she's terrific. And, there's been somewhere I've taken some Salem people. She's taken some Peabody as well. And but, no, we work well together. And, I have a little fun with that.
Yeah. Mayor, the other piece here is I guess, the you're talking about early voting. Let me ask you about that piece. So early voting has started in Massachusetts. Obviously, it has started here in Peabody.
It has. It started this week in Peabody, and there's been lines every time I go out into the Wigan Auditorium, which is right outside my office, second floor at City Hall. We have a number of voters there coming in, which is great. It's something we offered in the past that has worked very well, and I think people are taking advantage of it, making sure their votes are counted. And we're open every dime from City Hall, our City Hall hours, 9 to 4 every day. And then on Thursdays, we'll go 9 to 7. So people are available to come in and take advantage of that early voting.
All right. I know an issue that you've been spending much time on in the last couple of months or so is the schools. There's some open leadership positions. Obviously, some tragic things have happened, but you know, as you can allude to that piece. But there's a lot going on with the Peabody schools, correct? Plus the high school construction piece.
Absolutely. There's been a lot taking place. A lot of my job over the last few months, sadly, has been devoted to the schools. And sadly, what I mean by that is, and I still can't get over it on a personal and a professional level, Kara Mertag passing away, our superintendent, and then Judy Maniatis, our assistant principal, suddenly passing away, assistant principal at the high school. So, yeah, we have an excellent interim right now. Dr. Mark Kerbel, he's come in. He was retired. He'd been a superintendent up in Newburyport after a distinguished career, and he's been their interim now, and he's really done a terrific job healing our city and moving our educational programs forward. But we're going to be looking at bringing on a new superintendent. We have application. We have it posted now. We're receiving applications till the end of this week, and then we'll be reviewing our applications then. We'll also be looking at potentially an assistant superintendent, high school principal, high school assistant principal. So there'll be a lot of activity over the next few months as we get our leadership positions in place and keep moving our city forward.
I know as far as buildings, obviously the new middle school opened up a few years ago. Now I'm probably, time's flying by. It's probably been there. How many years has it been open?
This is our fourth year.
Okay, fourth year. Wow, okay. It seems like just a couple years ago maybe. But that's what happens for me when you get old. But the high school, I guess it's what probably one of those classic 1960s, 1970s kind of structures, right? And it's time to be updated, right?
Yeah, we've had just it's really changed our educational system is the success of the middle school. It's a beautiful building. It's doing wonderful things for our students, technology. And, you know, we're looking at our high school now, and it is an older building. It's certainly been showing its age and wear and tear, and we've been putting a significant amount of money into that building every year to try to get what we can out of it and extend the life as best we can. But I think we have to have a real discussion about its future. We have applied to the Mass School Building Authority to do a feasibility study to determine the future of that building, whether it's a major renovation or even potentially a new school. It would be a big investment, certainly, but I think a high school is really kind of at the center of a community to have a strong high school. And there's also a lot of benefit to having that school and investing in Peabody, not only for our students to help them with their educational pursuits, but we have a number of students that are leaving to go to Essex Tech, some other schools, and if we can keep those students here at Peabody with the newer facility, updated technology, and some other things that I think would be a great investment, we can keep a lot of those students here and keep the money here in Peabody. And that's something I think that's probably several years down the line. You know, I think we have to start planning now. I'm hoping that that's maybe 5 to 7 years down the line. But I think a building of that magnitude and that importance, we have to start planning now.
In other words, those kids at the new middle school are not going to be walking into a new high school, is what you're saying.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, it's I think some of our students have been spoiled because the middle school is just state of the art. And I really do. And I don't hesitate in saying this. I think we have the best middle school in the state. And then you go to the high school and you're stepping back into an older building and you know, older technology. And we've done a great job. We have tremendous teachers there and administrators working wonders at the high school. But we need to update that building and make it more economically sound for our students and teachers.
Let me ask you one other thing on buildings and schools. Is the elementary schools as well? I mean, I don't know Peabody as well as you do, obviously, but I mean, I would imagine there's some elementaries that need some work too.
Yeah, we have 8 elementary schools in the city of Peabody, spread out obviously throughout the city. I'm a big believer in smaller neighborhood schools. I think that is wonderful for younger students to get to know their classmates, get to know their neighbors, and all of that. And I'm a big proponent of that. For the most part, our elementary schools are in very good condition. We've had to make some investments over the years to extend the life of those buildings, new roofs, new boilers, new windows, things of that nature. We've had a lot of success. Right now, we're in the early stages of a project over at the Welch School to put in new windows, upgrade the heating system over at the Welch Elementary School to extend that building. And we're now looking at the Center School as the next building that's going to need some work. That's an older building that needs some upgrades. So I think with the investment we've made in our middle school and the future in the high school, I'm really excited about that. And our elementary schools, we need to extend the life of those buildings and keep those, like those smaller schools.
Away from schools, but back to space, if you will. I understand some offices are relocating at City Hall or are out of the City Hall.
Yep, we're doing some work internally to our downstairs community development building inspectors area. A lot of what was happening was we had so many old plans and maps and things of that nature has taken up a tremendous amount of space. So a lot of this redesign is to free up space for some office, some meeting space, and making sure that a lot of those plans and maps are preserved for the future. We were able to get community development money for this work, a lot of this work, to make sure that all of those old documents and maps and plans are protected as we're required to do, and just open up some space. It's a smaller project, but I think it will make a world of difference for those busy offices. We have people coming in and out of those offices every day, and we just need some space.
Mayor, one last question, and that is anything breaking with the city council at all? I know they'll be back in session here in a day or so, but any news with the council at all?
A lot of the work the council's been doing, and we got a meeting upcoming here, is on housing projects. A lot of development taking place in the city, not just housing, but some commercial as well. We got a number of permits that are in front of us that will be reviewed, both on the commercial and on the residential side. And it's terrific. People want to invest in the city. People see potential, and I think we've done a good job, both the city council and the mayor's office, in trying to make the city attractive. So a lot of that work is taking place now in front of the city. We got in front of the city council. We got a couple of requests from the fire department for some updated equipment that they'll be hearing this coming Thursday that I think is important for our firefighters, who do a terrific job for us. So some good things happening in the city.
I'll ask one last question, Mayor, and that is, I know when we've talked before, we kind of talk about the downtown and what's happening there. Anything new downtown? I know that's obviously a focus, economic development and so on in the downtown area.
I'm really excited about the downtown. We just had a new restaurant open up right at the beginning of this year, early January. It's called Stanzi's Country Ranch. It's right at the corner of Main Street and Foster Street, and they have been packed almost every night, country music. It's been wonderful, and that's brought some even more life to our downtown with some of the excellent restaurants: Petrillo's, La Siesta, Maki Sushi, Sugar Cane, Gallo Nero, and we have our new brewery downtown. So a lot of things are happening. I've kind of always felt that we suffered a bit. People thought of PBD downtown as a cut-through, but we're really bringing in some great restaurants and eateries that are really making people stop. And I think there's going to be more exciting things to come.
Mayor, good talking with you. Thanks for all your time, and have a great spring.
Thank you, Bill. Look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Mayor Ted Betancourt, City of Peabody. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.com.